What's up? I'm so glad you decided to tune in to this episode of Entertainology. I'm your host, Ava Jordan, and first and foremost, welcome! I'm a teenage singer, songwriter, actress, author, podcaster, and poet. If you like what you hear, you can check me and my social media platforms out at the link in the description. Without further ado, let's get into it! On this episode, I am pleased to welcome a very special guest, Mako Red. Mako is a musical artist and producer. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for having me.
So, I want to start from the very beginning. What got you into music in the first place?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What got you into music in the first place?
That's a great question. I started making music and started songwriting when I was 7, and it was more of a way to express myself, because I felt at the time I really wasn't heard, especially because I'm from Africa, I'm not from here.
Mm-hmm.
So back home it's way different here, and that was the only way I could express my feelings and express myself. So I started songwriting at the age of 7. It's more of a way to express myself. When I write music, I feel like I'm in my own world. I always say that, but I'm actually truly in my own world when I write. But yeah, that's why I started making.
I love that. So how would you describe the vibe of your music and your style to someone who is new to your work?
I would like to think I'm versatile. I don't really like the idea of sticking to one genre. Whatever my heart feels, whatever I feels right, that's what I make. One time I could wake up and want to do R&B, and then another time I might want to do pop music. So it's I don't really want to limit myself, although in the future I know I'm going to have to stick to one.
Yeah.
But I make music basically on how I feel. Basically, if I want to describe the vibe of my music, it's basically on my mood. That's what my music's on.
I love that. And that comes back to that whole self-expression thing.
Yeah.
But Taylor Swift doesn't choose a specific genre, and here she is. So, how would you describe yourself in 3 words?
I am unique, determined, and I am. That is a great question. I never thought about this. All right, I'll say I'm unique, determined, and bold.
Love it. So, what gets you in this creative, I need to express myself type of mood?
Experience. I don't know. It's just, for me, I feel like it's more of a calling. It's mm-hmm. kind of stuff to do. Well, I don't have to do it, but it's I've tried other things. I've tried other so-called jobs and whatnot, and I still fall back on music, especially even school. I'll get back from school, and I know this is not right. I'm supposed to do homework, but then go straight to the studio, and it's I'm working on music for hours. So it's there's really nothing else I could do. There's nothing else that gives me that satisfaction that I'm looking for. And I get it from music. I get it straight from music.
I completely relate. If I could not do homework and sit in my room with my guitar, I would. So talk to me about the process when it came to your upcoming EP, Long Story Short.
Wow. I've been working on that EP for a year, and it started with 7 songs, but we cut it short to 4 songs, and then I met this cool producer, JH and Coast, and my friends who produce, they introduced me to them, and we were just going over me making an EP, and I was I already had an EP in mind that I've been working on, but then we scrapped the whole project that I had, and it it was a good project, but we scrapped the whole project that I had, and we made whole entire, you know, catalog, and I hopped on the phone with, do you know who Olivia is?
I think so.
Mates, yeah, so I hopped on the phone with her, and we came up with this cool idea. Well, I'm not going to put it out there because I don't, but we came up with this cool idea for the EP, and, you know, the storyline is really great. It's amazing. It's about this character, you know, Mako as a character going off to LA to chase his dreams and whatnot. But yeah, we've been working on this for like a year. Well, I've been working on it for a year, and then my friends joined me in this process this year. And yeah, four songs on EP, three songs produced by my friends, and the other I produce.
That's amazing. And I love the whole telling a story thing, because the best music does. It helps you relate and learn. Love that. So music is it. Music is what satisfies. Is there anything else you like to do in your spare time when you're not in this absolute music zone?
No.
No.
No. Well, I used to. All right, so when I was young, I used to always want to be a film director. That's, like, always, that was, like, the goal, go to film school. Ever since I was, like, four, I love films. But then, I don't know, I just fell in love with music more. And it's, like, I mean, I could still do both, if we're being honest. But, like,
right.
Like, I want to focus more on music, and maybe in the future I might change plans and want to be a film director. But other than music, I take photos for people. I'm a photographer and I film, so that's about it. But music's like the main thing. I can't see myself doing anything else other than music.
That's so cool to have such an intense passion for something that it's like the only thing you can see yourself doing. So obviously geared towards music, what are your plans for the future? Are we expecting more EPs, more albums?
Definitely. This is definitely not my last EP. This is actually one of my first EPs. This is my second EP. A lot of singles are coming out. I have almost 500 songs that I need to get out. And, you know, I make 8 songs a day. Yeah, because that's how much I love music. That's how much I want to write. And I can't, like, you know, a lot of people experience writer's block, and I rarely do experience writer's block, because it's like I always have something to say. I always have something to tell. But recently, I haven't been able to do that because I recently got sick, and I'm, you know, trying to preserve my voice and all that stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of projects are on the way, and a lot of features, a lot of big features that I'm not going to say, but like,
ooh,
really excited for the future.
Yeah. We love a subtle tease.
Yeah, a lot of big features.
Oh my gosh. And collaboration in music is so, honestly, it's iconic, because that's what music is. It's that expression and sharing that with other people. Okay. So my final question, the big hitter, what advice do you have for aspiring artists and aspiring producers?
What advice do I have for aspiring artists and musicians? There would be a lot of ups and downs, especially when it comes to music, like, especially when it comes to anything in general. Music, fame does not come overnight. I know, like, when I was young, I used to, like, have this weird thing in the back of my mind where it's like, oh, by the time I'm 17, I'll be famous, I'll make it, move to Hollywood, all that stuff. That is not the reality. It could be your reality, but at the first time, it's not reality. And, you know, it's always good to have, like, a big dream, but you have to be realistic, too. You got to put in the work. That's my advice to a lot of artists, and, you know, just put in the work, and whatever you set your heart to, you can do it. That's what I believe. that's what I have.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to tune in and follow Entertainology on Instagram. And I'll tag Mako's Instagram as well. That's all for today. Ava Jordan, signing off.